Final hour of the Lake Show. And joining us, because we haven't talked to him in about a month or so, Michael Ram from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Mm-hmm. He joins us, columnist and reporter. Ramball, mm-hmm. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good, even though the Minnesota Vikings took a beating at the hands of the Detroit Lions last Sunday. Yeah. Let's start there before we even look ahead to the Rams matchup on Monday night.
Yeah.
What did you make of that game, man?
What I made of it was Sam Darnold was awful. That was kind of the upshot. That was one of the worst games he's ever played in his career. Like his, I think ESPN like stats and info showed like his off target percentage was second worst of his career. Worse, the only game worse was the Seeing Ghosts game of 2019 when he was with the Jets, like his second year. So my takeaway is that if he plays better, they'll do much better against the Rams. I think he was 85% of the problem in that game. They score a lot more points if he's even reasonably competent in that game.
Well, the in the Minnesota Star Tribune, it says Ramball, in terms of your take on it, you're like, this week is a big test for the Vikings and their fans. And that's true. I agree with you 100%. And it's one of those things where you look at it, and I guess from a historical perspective, everybody is looking and waiting for that other shoe to drop. That factors in. And people can sit there and say, no, it's a new day and it's a different quarterback. Right. It's a different coach and all that. But, man, the trauma exists for all Minnesota Vikings fans.
It does. And, you know, as much as it would have benefited them, like there's no way around it, it would have benefited them, obviously, to win that Detroit game, to have home field advantage throughout, to have that good vibe. The fact that this game is now not at U.S. Bank Stadium, I mean, it's a weird situation, obviously a tragic situation that the game had to be moved to Arizona. But, you know, there's definitely going to be Vikings fans there, but it's not going to be that vibe of everybody sitting on their hands waiting for something bad to happen. And I think that's actually going to be, that's actually going to play in their favor. I think there's a nervous energy that happens when Vikings fans get in a certain mood and they're like, oh, what's going to happen? Like they're excited right away. Something good happens. They're lively and everything like that. And then all of a sudden it gets quiet. That happened in that Giants game a couple of years ago, right? That Giants playoff game that they lost after the 13-4 season. Like I do think that maybe being away, at least for this first game, it was a chance they'd have a home game somewhere down the road if things break a certain way, but being away for this one probably doesn't hurt them because I think there's an energy that affects them.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. Now, you know, when you look at all of this, I think it's pretty cool in that I don't want to say that expectations have been lifted off of the Vikings, but I do think that just based on the way things went last weekend, I think that there are Vikings fans that are looking at everything as more of a like, this could be a letdown, and I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think, I don't want to say the pressure's off, the pressure's still on, because you're in, once you get in the playoffs, it's like, you got to win a championship. But at the end of the day, I feel like there are a lot of Vikings fans that are looking to be let down.
Yeah, which is a weird place to be, right? This team went 14-3. Like, this whole season is found money. Like, they were not supposed to be good. Like, I thought they were going to be 7-10. Like, the fact that they're 14-3, like, people should be excited about that. Obviously, the letdown last weekend, everyone's like, okay, same old Vikings. But I don't know. I wish people could find more joy in just the process. And I know I get it. Like, it all there's all kind of this, you know, it's all or nothing. I do think, I still, even though I say that, though, I do feel like winning a playoff game is important. It is validating.
Yep.
So I think there are still some skeptics who are like, ah, even though they went 14-3, even though the eye test, they passed the eye test a lot of times, like how good were they really? You know, like Kevin O'Connell, like if he loses this game, he's 0-2 in the playoffs. People are like, okay, great regular seasons, but when are you going to win a playoff game? Stuff like that. So I think it's important, but I also wish people could just enjoy the process a little bit more. Cause man, this year was pretty fun. Like
this was not
supposed to be a year that we had to pay attention to. It's like JJ McCarthy went out. You're like, all right, let's just get through this, wait till 2025. And all of a sudden, like, they are interesting and got to the point where it wasn't just a cute little story. It was actually like, could this team win a championship? And so I think that's where fans have had conflicted emotions along the way.
Yep, we're talking to Michael Ram from the Minnesota Star Tribune here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. This is the way that I view it on Monday, Rambo, is that I believe that Sam Darnold and the Vikings offense have to get off to a quick start. And the reason why I say this is because each of the, let's just say, handful of games that Sam Darnold had this year that weren't good, right? Because he had like four games where he wasn't very good. The two games they lost, and then maybe there was like one other game that they won in Jacksonville, and then they had the game last. In those matchups, typically what has happened is that he has struggled at times, and then he wasn't able to get his confidence back.
Yep, got you still.
Oh, what did you say? No worries. I said what essentially happened in some of those matchups were Sam Darnold got off to a slow start or had a couple of mistakes, and then his confidence was shot, and he wasn't able to get it back. Because you could tell just by his body language and last week with against Detroit, his confidence was shot after that first half.
Yeah, it was. And he didn't look like the guy that had played the previous 16 games, like for the most part. Like, you're right, the Jacksonville game was terrible. I was at the London game. He did not look good in the London game. As soon as Aaron Jones went out, he had a hard time moving the ball. But like, by and large this year, he's been really good. So it was kind of shocking. Like, you had come to fully accept a different version of Sam Darnold, and then to see him revert for four quarters, you know. And it's hard too, because, you know, here's a guy who, you know, for all the pressure that comes with being a number three overall pick playing in the largest media market in the whole country, he's not played in a playoff game. Like, we don't know how he responds to big games like that, except we saw how he played against Detroit. So I think the thing that's got to worry you a little bit is, was it the moment, or was it just the pressure of, you know, Detroit coming at him with all these blitzes that he wasn't expecting and just got off his confidence? Like, that's what we're going to find out, I think, early in that game on Monday.
What do you make of the storyline of this this game having to be moved to Arizona?
I think it absolutely favors the Vikings. I mean, I don't know if there's any way around it, right? Because Vikings were planning to travel no matter what. They don't care where they're going. Obviously, they care about what's happening in Los Angeles. You know, Kevin O'Connell, you know, was there for a while. He's got, he knows people that are there. Like, I'm not saying they don't care about what's happening in Los Angeles. They don't care where they play. Rams weren't preparing to travel anywhere for a game. They thought they were going to be home all week. Now they've got to uproot everything kind of last minute, get themselves there. And I think the Vikings are going to have like a 2/3, 1/3 pro Vikings crowd in this game. There's a lot of Vikings fans in Arizona. There are a lot of people who are planning to travel to LA for this game that can divert themselves to Arizona fairly quickly. I think this is going to be a pro Vikings crowd. I think it's going to feel more like a Vikings home game, and that's absolutely going to benefit them.
I think it's going to be interesting, though, because they said there was an LA Times columnist or reporter that tweeted out today that 25,000 tickets were sold to LA residents or LA Rams season ticket holders. So it's going to be interesting to see how they travel to this game. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. I do think, you know, they have a better fan base than maybe we give them credit for, but I do think there's going to be a lot of Vikings fans there. It will at least feel more like it's definitely going to feel like a true neutral site game more than a home game for the Rams, if anything else.
All right, Rambo, give me a quick prediction. What do you expect on Monday night?
I think the Vikings bounce back. The fact that this guy moved to Arizona gives me a stronger Vikings vibe. I don't love the matchup. Like, the Rams, you know, the Rams started out 2-4 when they had a bunch of injuries. Like, Puka comes back, they beat the Vikings. Cooper Kupp comes back. Like, really, like, from that 2-4 start, they went 8-2 after that. Then they sat everybody last week. So this is a good team, a tough matchup. But I do think the Vikings are legit. I like the Vikings to win a relatively close game. I'm trying to remember the score I picked for the Star Tribune. I think it was 30-27. I like Vikings 30-27.
All right, so that's the Vikings takes that we have. I do want to get a quick mention from you on something that's just kind of breaking. Man, the Golden Gophers, man.
Ooh.
The men's squad is struggling tonight. Uh-huh. And tonight they play, you know, the hated Wisconsin Badgers.
Right.
The final score, 80-59, lose by 21. At halftime,
it was a one-point game.
It's a one-point game at halftime. You're outscored by 20 in the second half. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to Marcus Fuller, our tremendous beat writer for the Minnesota Star Tribune, earlier this week for a podcast. And, like, you know, I wasn't like in search of silver linings, but I'm like, Marcus, like, tell me what is there to look forward to with this team? Like, and he's like mentioning the recruiting class they got. I'm like, okay, I guess that sounds like they got some guys, but just watching them play, like it was fresh off of them giving away that game against Ohio State. You know, they don't really have a lot of optimism right now. So to lose that game, like Marcus told me something I did not realize, and then Wisconsin's not a ranked team, but they're close to it. I think they're like, you know, like fourth in the also receiving votes. Ben Johnson's Gophers have not beaten a ranked team in his time here. Not wow. This season, his entire tenure. That is like, that's bleak, man. That's bleak. So I'm not feeling great about where this is all going. And I think, I mean, I got to think a change is inevitable, you know, whether it's soon or at the end of the season. It's pretty bleak right now.
Yeah, we're definitely struggling right now. Hey, Ramball, man, thanks for the time tonight. Have a great weekend, and let's go Vikings, not go Gophers. Go Vikings on Monday night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Henry.
All right, take care. That's Ramball, Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune, joining us here on The Lake Show.